Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Online for Wednesday, December 31st. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, Major League Baseball takes its swing at a cable channel. Online info could ease your path through troubled times. And users of Microsoft's Zune Music Player complain of freezes. Details after this.
Quest is all about helping you save time. So let's skip this ad and get right to your podcast.
The economy may be throwing a curveball at U.S. advertisers, but Major League Baseball is betting its new cable television channel will score big with viewers. The planned New Year's Day debut of the MLB Network is expected to launch in more than 50 million homes, breaking the record for largest cable TV introduction by about 20 million homes. Given the soft ad market and likely startup costs, the Baseball Network hopes to finish about break-even in its first year, but go on to generate tens of millions of dollars in annual cash flow thereafter. The league reportedly is spending more than $50 million on the initial effort. Also, to ensure broad distribution, baseball officials gave one-third of the network to satellite operator DirecTV Group and cable companies Comcast, Time Warner, and Cox Communications, in addition to separate carriage deals with other operators. Industry officials say baseball will earn up to 30 cents per subscriber every month from the cable and satellite carriers next year. That compares with up to $1.10 per subscriber for the NFL Network or the $3 to $4 per subscriber ESPN receives for its family of properties. Trouble in the subprime market exploded into a rout. The credit crunch evolved into a global financial crisis. Markets tanked. Mighty institutions fell. Recession took hold. Layoffs are mounting. Few people have been left untouched. Still, if you're in debt and need to tighten your budget, there could be help for you online.
There's a number of websites that can help you do that, like BillShrink.com, which will help you find tailored deals on, you know, cell phone plans and credit cards.
Eleanor Lays wrote in the Wednesday Wall Street Journal that it's also really important to know your credit score in these tough times and do what you can to keep it up.
You want your credit score to be absolutely as high as possible. A lot of people don't even know what their credit score is, and there are some websites like Credit.com, CreditKarma.com, where you can get a free credit score.
In an embarrassing glitch for the world's biggest software company, users of some models of Microsoft's Zune portable music player are flooding internet talk boards with complaints that the players apparently froze en masse. Customers say the 30-gigabyte version of the device is plagued by hardware issues, noting on blogs and bulletin boards that the digital music players get stuck on the Zune logo screen when loading. One forum entitled Help Frozen Zune currently registers more than 18,000 comments. A response on the Zune support website acknowledges the problem and says Microsoft is working to address it, but it did not identify the cause. Internet, cable, and phone companies are scrambling to get a piece of the broadband build-out that will be a key part of the new administration's stimulus package.
In addition to paying for highways and roads and perhaps some energy projects, another element would be laying a fiber optic cable or building out wireless or landline that would create jobs and simultaneously up the quality of broadband service across the country.
The Journal's Amol Sharma says there is a question of priority among lawmakers, however, as they try to figure out whether they want to use funding to get basic broadband networks into rural areas that are completely lacking, or if they want to use it to increase network capabilities in more populated areas.
The small companies who operate in the rural areas would like all the money to go to that, and the bigger companies, cable providers and phone companies, want to see if they can get some other subsidies for their existing networks.
Consumers Union, the nonprofit publisher of Consumer Reports magazine, says it has acquired the watchdog and advice blog Consumerist.com from Gawker Media. Consumers Union said the blog will operate independent of its other publications under a new nonprofit organization called Consumer Media LLC. Financial details of the agreement weren't disclosed. Gawker Media operates a number of other sites, including a Manhattan gossip blog, Gawker.com, and Gizmodo, a blog devoted to news on electronic gadgets. On Wall Street, tech stocks rose on a New Year's Eve rally as investors began to put hope into stocks for the new year. The NASDAQ Composite Index gained 108 points to 8,776, while the Dow Jones Industrials rose 26 at 1577. Still, it was a somber year for stocks, with the NASDAQ falling 30.5% and the Dow Industrial sliding 33.8%. Trading was again thin ahead of the holiday break. Financial markets are closed for New Year's Day, Thursday. Internet companies were gainers in Wednesday trade. Google rose $4.54, or 1.5%. Yahoo up 23 cents, or nearly 2%. PC maker Dell gained just a penny in trading after its management shakeup announcement. Microsoft shares rose a dime, or 0.5%, after suffering that massive glitch in the software for its Zune media players. As the final Macworld conference gets closer, speculation is mounting as to what the company's planning for new products. Checks with suppliers indicate the company is getting closer to unveiling a cheaper version of the iPhone, which some are calling the iPhone Nano. An analyst at Friedman, Billings & Ramsey also said there is a strong possibility Apple will come out with a lower-priced notebook sometime in early 2009. Shares of Apple shed 94 cents, or 1%. Shares of eBay finished flat. There was a report late in the day that Amazon dropped eBay's newest acquisition, Bill Me Later, as an online payment alternative. Amazon revenues account for 10 to 15% of Bill Me Later's transaction volume. eBay paid $945 million to acquire Bill Me Later just last month. Amazon shares gained 52 cents, or 1%. Again, the NASDAQ ahead 26 points. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini for the Wall Street Journal Online.